One of the points I made in my presentation at South by Southwest, where I was talking about e-commerce, was that you can have the best e-commerce site in the world, but if you don't have great customer service, it doesn't really matter. It's got to go beyond the website. Your customer service and the user experience has to extend beyond the website itself. It needs to be about fulfillment and delivery and all of these other aspects, return policy, that kind of stuff. But believe it or not, this idea of good customer service extends way beyond just e-commerce sites. In fact, I would argue that if you have a website, customer service should be at the heart of everything you do. Whether that be customer service in terms of what you're providing, the information or service you're providing via your website, or whether it be the things that extend beyond that website. What happens if somebody decides to contact you? How quickly do they get a reply? How polite is the reply? What about other things like Twitter and Facebook? Are those providing customer service to people? In Joshua Porter's new book, Designing for the Social Web, he actually argues that customer service is the new marketing. And I do kind of believe him that actually these days it's more important to get your customer service right than to have a great marketing campaign. Because your customer service leads to recommendations. It leads to one user recommending your service to another. And we all know that word of mouth recommendation is by far the most powerful form of marketing out there. So what I'd like to encourage you to do today is sit back and think about your customer service, how it could be improved. Look at websites like Zappos, which sell shoes online. They don't have the most remarkable e-commerce site, but it's their customer service that has made them so hugely successful with their 365-day return policy, with their paying postage and packaging in both directions. So even if you want to return a pair of shoes, it costs you nothing. Think about your customer service on your own site and ask yourself, are there ways that you can improve the quality of service that users get? And I don't care whether you're an e-commerce site or not, I think there are lots of opportunities for all of us to improve the way that we interact with users. So there you go, that's my tip for the day. I hope you find it useful. And now that I'm back from South By, hopefully these will come thick and fast every day.